architecture. The internal landscaping requirements will be further reviewed and approved during the preliminary plat process, at which time the applicant will submit a typical landscaping plan for each building type. C, impact on neighborhood sites. The common development standards within the Pontos Park PRI and NPD will allow all sites in the overall neighborhood to develop in a manner that will be complementary with each other. And internal vehicular and pedestrian connectivity. The internal sidewalks will be provided to serve pedestrians and bicyclists, and these sidewalks will connect to the 10-foot-wide pedestrian trail along the west side of US 1. And the project meets the access requirements of two access points onto public right-of-way. And E is consolidation of utilities and facilities, including stormwater, parking, and signage. The applicant will be responsible for the development of on-site infrastructure, including utilities, the station, the location of stormwater facilities. These will be reviewed in further detail with the preliminary plat, and each townhouse will provide a minimum of 2 parking spaces as required by the NPD, with a 1 or 2 car garage and a minimum 20-foot by 8-foot driveway. Signage will be reviewed and approved by separate permit. However, subdivisions are allowed an entrance monument sign, which must be set back a minimum of 10 feet from the public right-of-way and be appropriately landscaped. And on the site plan, I meant to point out that they are proposing additional parking areas, which, you know, is kind of nice with the townhouse development. You'll see the different pockets of additional parking area. I wanted to point out. Okay. And the public benefit for the project is that much of the base infrastructure to serve the overall DRI and NPD has already been provided. Construction of this project will assist in providing for numerous construction jobs over the next 2 years, assist the city in reducing its significant housing shortage, and the additional rooftops will encourage commercial services in Northwest Palm Coast. In summary, after review and evaluation of the proposed project, conformance with requirements of the Palm Coast Park DRI and PD, the Land Development Code and the Comprehensive Plan, staff finds that the proposed subdivision master plan complies with all such requirements. Planning staff wants to emphasize that this is only a conceptual approval of the overall project, and that the details of the development will be reviewed and finalized during the balance of this plotting process. Also, school concurrency will be determined at the next stage of the subdivision process, which will be the submittal of the preliminary plat and construction plans. And the next steps are, would be the submittal of the preliminary plat, which actually is in for review, just came in. That will receive administrative approval along with the construction plan. four-star, and four-star assumes the duties committed to completing the off-site stormwater treatment as provided in the agreement. And the applicant is here to address the board and answer questions.
Do I give my address?
Yes, please, your name and address. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is William Schaefer. I'm president of Dominion Engineering Group, 4348 South Point Boulevard, Suite 201, Jacksonville, Florida, 22216. We have been happy to have worked on a number of phases on this part of the DRI. We worked on, which is parcel 6A and 6B, which we call phase one, phases 2A and 2B. We also permitted the construction of the amenity center, which was subsequently redesigned at the end a little bit nicer, so we're glad to see that changed by the developer. We designed phase 7, which is currently under construction, and we are designing phase 6, which is in review right now, and also there is a spine road crossing of Hewlett Grange, which we have, we're about ready to make that submittal on that. The structural engineer completed some of the design aspects of it. So we're moving along on this project. This project, as staff had noted, is part of a larger plan of development called the Development of Regional Impact. And in that, they are sub parcels throughout it, and we have various phases, and we're constructing our phases somewhat out of order, but nevertheless, they annotate the pod in which we're doing the design construction. Before I go any further, I just want to thank staff for their thorough review, their willingness to work with us, to have open conversation, and they did a great job, and so my hat's off to them and their leadership underway. So thank you all very much for that. And going forward, there are a couple of conditions, and so I just thought I would address a few of those conditions. One was a FDOT permit for access into 6. We do have that permit already, so that one is complete. We have that one. We're currently working on the so we are currently working on that the 50 units access connection to US 1 on Salmo Branch North is currently paved. So that's already constructed. We're currently working on the turn lane construction for the southbound left turn lane on US 1, the northbound, southbound right turn lane, the northbound left turn lane, and we're installing a signal at this time, which would be a flashing signal until such time as it warrants it to be an operating signal, which would be when the school was in. So then it's already ready for the school for them to have their left turning movements across that, that US 1. The developer has agreed to work with the school board because we think that that's a fantastic location. I was part and parcel to moving the school to that location because I think a signalized intersection right there is a great place to be. And we're working with them on taking all of their stormwater into the phase 6 project. We already have a stormwater permit, which includes that, and that's what's in the permit. The permit was issued, and they were given a copy of the permit. And they were also allowed to review all the calculations with their consultant just to make sure that they didn't have any questions or concerns about it. Also, with regards to the school board, there is a FEMA floodplain that comes up into the property, and part of our efforts with phase 6 is we're going to be removing that from them and doing a bad investment for them. So it's a win-win on that one as well. And then thirdly, that there's also a ditch that is a FDOT ditch that runs through the parcel. The parcel kind of bifurcates it in half. And as a result of the efforts going on in 6, we'll be removing that and placing that ditch around their outside of their property, which they're very aware of. Their consultant has reviewed that and has approved that. And we're working hard with them to move that out of the way so that it's not in the way of any of school facilities and playgrounds and things of that nature. So the developers working very hard with the school board would be really excited for when that school finally goes under construction because everyone will love to be near the school. And so I just want to ask for your support in this and thank you very much, and I stand by for any questions.
Thank you. We'll go back to the board for any questions or comments. Yes.
I was wondering if the size of the tract of land reserved for the school, would there be enough space for additional ball fields or recreation areas?
You know,
have one question. On the information with regard to impervious surface, it was noted there was 26.63% on this particular, is this for this phase six, or is that for the overall community?
Well, each, the ISR is calculated by phase. So the land that's within it also includes upland, upland buffers, wetlands, as well as the open space area, the parks, and the ponds. So all of those don't count as pervious areas, so they're all pervious. So yeah, the number is very low.
So can you pull up the map? So where are all those lands that you're talking about? Are they actually in phase six?
Do you see that thing that says wetland preservation buffer?
That's part of that acreage.
Part of
okay.
The lands as well, yeah.
Thank you.
As well as the buffer along the front, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. That was my question. Thank you.
Here, along with the issue, yes.
This might not be appropriate for this site, but looking at the total build-out of the entire Sawmill Branch project versus the size of the amenity center, is that one two-part question. One is the amenities are included for all homeowners in all phases? And if so, is that amenity center adequate to handle the total build-out of residents?
That's a great question. So I'll address it. Yes, Sawmill Creek, which is also part of the DRI and part of the overall Sawmill Branch community, has its own freestanding amenity already constructed. Okay. And that amenity was sized for the 273 lots that are in there. Okay. Phase 7 has an amenity that's currently under construction right now. That was pool and all the equipment and facilities was sized for Phase 7. Okay. The amenity at Phases 2A and 2B was sized for the whole project, including Sawmill Creek and Phase 7. So the amenity should be adequately large enough to handle everyone within Sawmill Creek.
Last question is, on Phase 6, these are going to be fee simple for sale townhomes?
Yes, they are, sir.
They are, okay. Will there be CDD fee like the trails?
Overall is within a CDE, so there's already CDE fees that attributed to it with a lot of the donations, off-site improvements, as well as the parks that were already previously constructed. So it is part of CDE and already a CDE burden on it.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Yes,
thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to go on the record. It's rare that I give compliments to any developers or those kind of folks, but because we're usually on the other side of the table. But what a tremendous job this group has done. They've worked very diligently. We appreciate their efforts. They've gone the extra mile, and we wholeheartedly support this. And no, I don't know what kind of school's going in there yet, but I do know that it is the absolute number one site that we have available to consider for a school, and we're going to move diligently on that. And just want to thank everybody, the team, the staff, for working with us.
Yeah, I'm very attuned to schools with 8 children and 12 grandchildren, and 5 haven't started yet, so I love children.
Wow. So what is the price point for these homes? Will they be affordable workforce housing?
I wish the builder was here. The builder is not here. D.R. Horton, my understanding, will be the builder. 4-star is the developer. I know based on the lot size and everything here, I think these homes will be compared to single family residential very affordable. But I don't know the price points and things like that. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
The current price point of the trails, which is their other project on Bell Fair, started about $275 and go to $325 for the townhomes.
Okay, thank you.
These are very similar to those as well.
Okay.
Yes.
That's why I asked about the CDD fee. We looked at it for my daughter, but $500 in CDE, took them outside of the mortgage.
Right now it's currently $500 a year, but it will go up a little bit because a lot of the infrastructure.
Salespeople support that per month.
On a per month basis? Okay. Well, that's
a good one.
I'll
have to revisit. Thank you.
What did you say
was $500 a month? I missed that.
The CDE burden on all the lots are currently $500. However, once the infrastructure gets in
can't make one, but I would.
I'll make a motion to for the board to approve application number 5488, subject to the following condition, which will be addressed with the next stage of development, preliminary plat. Project is restricted to 50 units until Sawmill Branch Boulevard North is constructed by Phase 7 to connect to US 1. A secondary emergency access must be provided with the submission of the preliminary plat to accommodate the units on Mill Run Road. 3, provide right-of-way permit from FDOT when received for the proposed turn lanes on US 1 for the southbound right turn lane and northbound left turn lane as depicted on plan sheet C.04 submittal to FDOT. Item 4, floodplain comments. A, response letter noted that the flood zones are currently in review by FEMA. Please provide the approved letter of map change when available. And B, all lots must be removed from the floodplain prior to issuance of final plat. 5, the preliminary plat is to contain the following note. A, the required recreation facilities for active recreation for the residents at Sawmill Branch Phase 6 are being provided at the Sawmill Branch Phase 2A, Sawmill Landing Amenities Center. Residents shall share the passive recreational amenities provided at Phases 2A, 2B, 3, 4, and 5. Item 6, the applicant is to coordinate the location of the school bus stop with the school board during the preliminary plat stage of the project. And 7, the applicant, 4-star, understands that the agreement the district school board has signed with the original developer, Palm Coast Holdings, LLC, has been assigned to the current developer, 4-star. And 4-star assumes the duties committed to completing the off-site stormwater treatment as provided in the agreement.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Irene, roll call, please.
Mr. Albano?
Yes.
Ms. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Ms. Schenck?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Thank you. Seeing that was our last item on the agenda, we now have board discussion and staff issues. Mr. Tyler.
I'm glad we're having a short meeting tonight because our next workshop, I think we're going to have a lot more food. So, we saw the pizza. Our next workshop, yes, we did invite a lot of members of the public to come. We're going to have pizza, y'all. Probably should advertise, but we plan on having some pizza while supplies last. starting at 4:30, Irene?
Yes.
4:30 before the meeting for some of our citizens who have been engaged in the process. So the next workshop, we are scheduled to have the infrastructure chapter, the conservation coastal housing, and parks. So it's going to be a good night. So let's see. I think Irene can try to extend the alarm going off in the building. So hopefully we can get through it. We're hoping. We're looking forward to it. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Are there any other items of discussion? Seeing none, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Everyone, thank you for your service and your volunteerism. We appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good evening and be safe.
Thank you.